you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of emergency roadside assistance?
Yes, sir.
What type of emergency roadside assistance are you looking for today?
Well, I need my car towed to a tire place to get new tires because my tire popped on my way to work.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you called the tire shop and made sure that they had your tire size and if we can
correct
get into
yes
them? Thank you. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm at work. I made it to work and I got out of my car like, what the hell?
Can I have your first name, please?
Nigeria. Is that what you asked me?
Yes, I asked you for your first name.
Oh, I thought you asked me my location. It's NYJERA.
Can I have your last name, please?
Thomas.
Can I have a good callback number for you?
It's this number I'm calling from.
Can I have that number, please?
Yep, one moment. Let me pull it up. I don't know it. I just got it. It's 717-743-0373.
Would you like to receive mobile texts and updates regarding time of arrival?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So message and data rates may apply if you don't have free text messaging. Can I have your member ID number or your policy number, please?
It's 002-0622-463.
Can I have the address that's affiliated with your policy?
2134 North 5th Street, Apartment 2.
What city and state would that be in?
I'm sorry, Harrisburg, PA, 17110.
What is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
It's a 2007 Volkswagen Jetta.
And the color?
Red.
Which tire is flat?
My back right.
So rear passenger, maybe?
Yeah.
Do you
and
have
I'm
a good spare?
Getting, no, my spare is already on my car, and I'm also getting that one replaced, too.
So you would like us to come and change a tire, but you don't have a
no,
spare?
No, I would like you guys to drop it off at the tire place because my spare is already on my car, and I'm getting a new tire for the one that popped and also replacement for the spare. It's a donut, so.
So you actually have two flat tires because one is a donut, correct?
Yep, I guess so.
Okay, so are you, is your vehicle all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
I'm going to be honest, sir, I don't know. I have
That's
no idea
okay
what that means.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no problem. And so can you shift it into neutral, though?
Yeah, it still drives.
Okay. And so the keys will be with the vehicle. You'll be with the vehicle. Do you need to ride with the service provider?
No, I'm still going to be at work, and I'm going to pick the car up when it's done.
Thank you. One moment. May I have the address you'd like us to pick the vehicle up at, please?
Yep, one moment. I don't even know my job's address. Oh, it's 2800 Commerce Drive, and that's spelled C-O-M-M-E-R-C-E Drive, and that's Harrisburg, PA, 17110.
One moment.
Penn Credit Corporation. Okay.
May I have the address you'd like us to drop the vehicle off to, please?
Oh yeah, hold on. Let me go to it. It is 3103 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, PA, 17109.
Oh, mama.
Oh, they close at 5, don't they? Oh, they close at 6, and I'm going to be at work till 7. Damn.
What's the name of the company?
Family Tires.
What time? You say they close at 6?
Yeah. Is there any way that they can tow the vehicle back when it's done, or they just drop it off and leave?
They drop it off and leave, man.
Can I call back so it can get brought back, or I've got to go get it?
You have to go get your vehicle.
Damn.
We'll pick up and drop off.
Okay. So y'all can't pick it up from the tire place and bring it back?
No, ma'am. It's not a part of the services that you pay for.
Interesting. I thought that would be a pick up and drop off too, but okay.
We wish life went that way, but it doesn't. You're covered for 25 miles. That's a pick up and that's a drop off. That's nothing in between.
Cover for 20. It's only 2 miles away. Okay.
So they'll pick your vehicle up and they'll drop your vehicle off at where you would like your vehicle to be picked up and dropped off at, but they won't pick your vehicle up and bring it back to you.
Interesting. I've
never heard of any insurance that does that.
Well, I don't know. This is my first car and my first insurance company, so I'm just learning as I go.
Oh, I understand then. I understand. No, ma'am. That's not something that's. I wish. I mean, you know, as much as we pay for insurance, we wish that would happen. I wish they'll pick us up
right.
And drop us off as well, but they won't, unfortunately. And I work for them, so I know that they won't do that.
Okay.
So what would you like for me to do for you at this point, though?
I would like them to come pick the vehicle up and drop it off, and I guess I'll just catch a lift on my 30-minute break. And try to, because it's not far from my job, so I can try to, like, go there and pick it up and pay for it and stuff and come back. I guess that's what I'll do.
Okay, fabulous. Okay, great. So you have a backup plan. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. So what I'll do for you at this time is I'll start reaching out to a provider. Once I get one secured, you'll receive a text message. And this text message is going to tell you the time of arrival, the name of the company, and their telephone number. And I would like you to know that you're covered for 25 miles. So if you're ever in this, since this is your first time using roadside assistance, if you're ever in this situation again, just know that you are covered for 25 miles. That's what you're paying for. But that's for a pickup and a drop off. Nothing in between. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
but
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Do they need my keys? Is that something they need?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Would they need my car keys?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to have to come out when they get here then and give it to them, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is that something you can do? I know
you're
at work.
Yeah, they would just have to call me.
How much in advance do you need of a call? Because I will need to put that call upon arrival. Because, see, how it works is let's say I give you an hour time of arrival. If I send my provider out there and he's at your vehicle in an hour, he may give you 10 minutes or less because they're on a time schedule. They have to get to other customers. If you're not at that vehicle, then he'll move and then you'll probably be out of pocket. So I just need to know how much time is you need. So that won't happen for you.
He can call me 10 minutes before they come. Just call me 10 minutes before they actually arrive. Yep.
Okay. So I can put in a call 10 minutes upon arrival.
Yep.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So I'll go ahead and get this set up for you. So at this time, you'll receive a text message. It's going to let you know time of arrival, the name of the company, and their telephone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day, ma'am, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.